Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know what that music means. It's time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline.
It's Yacht Rock O'Clock?
Yes. It's time to talk to the good doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jerry, thank you as always for your time. We'll get to the podcast. We'll get to the Orioles in a minute. But I do have to tell you, I got multiple texts and calls on Saturday telling me you were the star of the Preakness, that you seemed to position yourself in such a way that you got more airtime after the race than the horse itself.
So you weren't watching live when it occurred?
I took the kids out to dinner, so no, I did not. I did look up and I did see you at one point, yes.
That's a shame. Apparently, according to the ratings, there were at least 5 million people around the country were watching. I think I heard from a third of those people. My phone just started to go crazy around 7:15 p.m. And I think the last words I said to you the last time I was on was, hopefully the security at Pimlico would continue to look the other way.
They obliged.
And they did just that. They did just that. And, you know, I tested the security on Black Eyed Susan Friday, found it to be somewhat lackluster as I was into tents that I shouldn't have been in.
Wow.
And then that continued into Saturday.
Nice.
And then the race comes and goes, and I walk out onto the track and don't see anyone in terms of security around, and I see NBC setting up. And I want to get this interview with the trainer.
Not
first
the horse?
He has to speak. No.
Yeah, what did journalism have to say?
The horse was off limits. Journalism wasn't shedding much. Journalism was just doing his thing and wanted a carrot. But the trainer was right there, and so was I, remarkably, and no security. And there I was, probably for too much airtime. But, man, I received a lot of texts and calls and messages saying, get the hell off my television. You're ruining my experience.
Well, Jerry, you always talk up the spread leading up to Preakness. Did it live up to the hype?
It did, Tim. And I have to tell you, I was in a tent, and I'm not going to mention who from that company that you work for was in that tent. But
no, you can get
on Friday and Saturday, well, some of the higher ups, and you know, the tickets Friday, I think were like $500-$600 to be in that tent. But on Preakness Day, there were 1,000 person.
Wow.
And I asked just to find out because I was wondering what I was eating, what the value was for this experience. So I got my money's worth. I had a fabulous time. I think I shot you guys some pictures, and then there was the party by the Stakes Barn afterwards. So you got to wait for the traffic to die down and all that. So I had to nosh on some of that before leaving. So it was a very productive Preakness 150. And the fact that, you know, it's kind of a welfare check when people around the country see me on television. They're wondering, am I living? Am I still around? You know, am I still prospering?
Yes.
Well, there's your update.
Well,
there I am. I'm sitting there on television waiting to talk to the trainer.
Did any people from Buffalo tweet it?
Oh, yeah, great question.
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. No, that would have been a terrific trolling experience for them. They like to make fun of certain features I have, and they could have done that, especially with the horses around. But
yeah.
No one took that opportunity, and that's a ship that sailed by. A lot of things you know, Buffalo misses out on besides championships.
Oh, wow.
I feel like we've buried the lead here because you are the preeminent Baltimore-based sports journalist of our time, but dare I say,
all time.
Of any time.
Yes.
Of any time.
Fair.
The IA Memorial, I guess it's not renamed. Memorial because you're alive, but it's the IA Memorial Hall of Fame is named after Dr. Jerry Aloysius.
The late, great Jerry Coleman.
So surely being the ambassador of upstanding sports journalism that you are, you had the mortgage on journalism the horse, no?
I did. I tweeted out the picture. I posted it.
Sorry, I
missed
that.
$10 bet. $10 bet on journalism, which paid $10. So, you know, I walked away with an extra 10 from Pimlico.
You didn't have exact boxes going? You didn't have trifectas? You just had one? I'm supposed to believe you had one $10 bet.
Not buying that either.
On this horse that was a favorite.
That's the truth. And here's why you can appreciate it now that you've started your own gambling site. Is
want to bet?
I gamble heavily.
Check
on
it out.
Sports.
Noon on my Twitter tomorrow. Beltway Ben's on a heater. So am I. The Burge is going to join us tomorrow.
Today. I took a few notes. I'll let you know if I win. But
we're keeping
because
score.
Sports gambling is so prevalent now, you know, horse racing is kind of in the background for me.
Yeah.
Even on Preakness Day, I'm looking at my phone at baseball and basketball and other events
High
that are going on.
From the water polo.
From the WNBA to tennis. I bet on it all, including some table tennis occasionally at 2 in the morning.
What are you best at?
He's not.
I would say tennis. Mm. I think I'm a pretty good tennis wagerer.
Okay.
We're talking with Jerry Coleman, Inside Access here on the fan. Well,
we'll want to bet during one of the majors.
Yeah. What about this pathetic baseball team, Jerry? They're on their way to possibly losing their ninth in a row. They fired the manager. Just thoughts on the Orioles.
Manzolino looks like the man
for the
job.
I think he's calling runs, points.
I think he might be here longer than Brandon Hyde.
Can you imagine if Jerry went to a Manzolino press conference and was asking those tough questions?
He would run away scared.
First of all, the first time I saw him hold the press conference, I just had to wonder who was talking. I didn't even know who it was. And then I listened to him. And some of the things the deer in the headlights
points,
look and
Jerry.
All that. It is baffling. But the Bushes thing, in my opinion, was Mike Elias going on the road to hold a press conference.
Mm.
And we are in such a soft-ass media market. I am sorry. But you don't do that. That is atrocious. Don't tell me how hectic it is for 2 or 3 days where you go to Milwaukee and wait until you have 4 beat writers around you, 2 who may be sympathetic towards everything you have to say and give your spiel as to what happened. No, you sit in the auxiliary clubhouse like a professional, like predecessors have done, mm-hmm. and explain your decision. That's where you hold it, in the auxiliary clubhouse. You don't sit in the dugout and let everyone cram in around you either, because that's not a good look for the Orioles in terms of trying to, you know, put their spin on things. You don't want that guy sitting in a dugout with massing people sitting right up next to him. That's a bad look altogether. That should have been held in that auxiliary clubhouse when the Orioles were in town, not when they're on the road 2 or 3 days later. Don't tell me how hectic it is. And I would tell that to any GM in this town. That was Bush League.
Jerry, how much do you think ownership really stepped in for this Brandon Hyde decision?
Have no idea, Tim. No one does. No one has any clue. I've had people come up and tell me, don't worry, Rubenstein's keeping an eye on things and he's going to fix things. He should have fixed things already by now. This group should have stepped in and done a lot more than just get Mr. Splash more space or move the left field wall around. I'm sorry. The sound system should have been repaired during the offseason, and so should have the video board. They waited a little too long. The Ravens move a lot swifter in some departments than the Orioles, in my opinion. As far as what he's doing and the rest of the ownership, I don't know, because they haven't conveyed anything except that opening press conference, which was such a disaster last year when they bought the team. I was lucky enough to get one question, and then they shut it down after like 3 or 4 questions. And since then, hasn't been really pressed on much. And, you know, I mean, everyone thought it was great that they were bringing new local ownership in, and maybe that will be the case. But we're not seeing much evidence of that right now. And I understand why the fan base is irate.
Have you wagered on the Ravens at Buffalo week 1 lines are out now that we've got the schedule.
No,
have you gotten in on that?
No, I'm fading the Orioles every day and winning off that right now because
yeah, I'm living off of that.
You just don't know. Between the Rockies,
yes,
the Orioles, and the White Sox, teams that just
White Sox are a little tricky.
You know, just don't want to win sometimes, especially the Rockies and the White Sox, but As far as the Bills game, I don't know what's going to happen injury-wise between now and then, Jason. I just think that's a risky proposition to make these. I know a lot of the sharp guys do get down and get some great numbers and all that, but I like to wait till we get a little closer to the event.
Plus, that will allow you more time to influence the market with your guerrilla-style media attacks on the Western New York area in their
City
last.
Losing.
The last, you know, this is the last year they're playing in that hellhole.
Yeah,
this is the last year in that dump of a stadium. So you got to get your licks
move
in.
To Toronto, finally.
I'm moving across the street to like the $2 billion like state of the art, yada yada yada.
Yeah, I haven't been a visitor to that area in a while since I got lost driving home from Rich Stadium while I was in college back in the 90s. So
couldn't get back to Ithaca?
It's been a minute. Driving back to Ithaca, yes, from Buffalo. The drive went awry because I have no sense of direction.
That hasn't changed.
We went the wrong way. Let's just put it, we were closer to Canada.
I was going
to
say, did you end up in Ontario? Did you end up in like Mississauga,
very
Ontario?
Very close until I realized I need to make a U-turn. It was so bad that we went to a Monday night football game, my roommate and myself, and we were coming back. And as we arrived in Ithaca, I remember hearing the radio announcer saying, well, last night at Monday night football, the Bills beat the Rams. I'm thinking, I'm still not home from this game.
Jared, what's going on with the podcast?
Bordy's hot.
Well, we're talking about the Orioles. This week, we got Maverick Hanley on. And
nice.
I like the kid.
Me
he's
too.
A good kid. You know, I mean, he's there to give an effort. Had a lot to say about what's going on in the clubhouse with the firing and all that. We got a big-time guest coming on next week.
Ooh,
big
ooh.
Time.
Bigger than Maverick Hanley?
Yeah, how's that possible?
Yeah, I'd say he's a little bit bigger than Maverick Hanley. This will be an exclusive. This will go viral once we get it going. But check us out at Be More Ball Pod, Be More Ball Pod, and on YouTube at Be More Ball Pod, Be More Ball Pod. When you subscribe, you become instantly eligible for that Lido Pizza gift card.
Yes.
We're giving
them
away. You just got to prove to us that you have subscribed. And tomorrow, Jason, you should be getting your Lido Pizza gift card.
I'll believe that when I say it.
And it's in the mail.
I think there's a conduit. I think there's an intermediary that's going to be able to hand it to you tomorrow.
Really? Wow. Well, that'll be a big night in the locker for a household. And I'm bringing home some food. Did you ask Maverick Hanley when Adley Rutschman forgot how to catch? Did you ask him that?
No, he was so nice talking about Adley. I just didn't have the heart to the kid because Adley's been like a mentor to him. And, you know, he was talking about being at Kyle Stowers bachelor party and hanging out. So, I mean, you know, Adley's been cool to him. Adley's the only really major current Oriole that has never appeared on the Be More Ball podcast.
Something to strive for.
Gauntlet has been thrown down.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We'll let it go. We're fine. We'll be good.
Jer, always a pleasure. We will chat soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, the late, great Jerry Coleman, joining us on the program. Hey, coming up next, The Fresh Take. Great show in the evenings with Beltway Ben and Cordell Woodland. They had Mike Green's former coach, Charles Huff, on. He was formerly at Marshall. Now he's at Southern Miss. Had some interesting things to say about Mike Green. We'll hear them next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Here on the Fan.
Yeah, you know, I commend the Ravens for doing their research. Obviously, there were a lot of teams that, you know, passed on Mike, and understandably so. Their process. But I think the Ravens did a phenomenal job of doing their research. I've been blessed enough to be around some really good pass rushers. You know, I had Will Anderson on the team when I was at Alabama. I had Jeffrey Simmons on the team at Mississippi State. I've had Etor Gross-Matos. I recruited Dallas Turner. Mike Green is the best athletic pass rusher that I've ever been around. Power and strength, I always give that to Will Anderson. He's one of the unbelievable power guys. But as far as athleticism and bend and speed off the ball, Mike Green is really special.
That's Charles Huff. He's the current head coach at Southern Mississippi. He was the coach at Marshall when Mike Green was there. And man, glowing
wow
about Mike Green. Best athletic pass rusher. He was on the Fresh Take. Beltway Ben, come in for a minute. Obviously, Beltway Ben and Cordell Woodland, they host the Fresh Take in the evenings, and they had the opportunity to get Coach Huff on the program a little while back. No headphones, Beltway Ben. Can you hear me? Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach was awesome. I brought Coach on when I was with LeBron and reached out to him immediately after the Ravens took Mike Green, and he was like super down to talk and was very open about everything. You'll hear later, but I didn't know how close him and Mike Green were. He talks, you'll hear it in the clip, but he like talks about how he was, you know, played a big part in help coaching him to speak to media when he spoke with him.
So let's hear that. Charles Huff, the coach at Southern Miss, former coach at Marshall, talks about the process of bringing Mike Green to Virginia.
We had a process at Marshall. I commend our administration. We had a review board that reviewed any type of issues, whether the kid came in with academic issues, whether the kid came in with Title IX issues. And they went through the process. They reviewed it. They were comfortable because there was no actual incident report. Like there was no police report. Or there was no court case. You know, so they felt comfortable with it. Obviously, we put him through a lot of training and courses while he was there to make sure that we made the right decision. And I talked to him when we took him. I said, you know, this is an opportunity for you to either learn from this situation or you're going to look at it as, you know, hey, I got away with it again and you're going to make another mistake. I said, but ultimately, you know, this is your last opportunity. And he was phenomenal. When I say not one issue, he actually became a mentor to the team for guys who had other issues. He was willing to get up and speak in front of the team about how, you know, his poor decisions or his, you know, acquaintances kind of got him into some issues that maybe were or weren't true, which allowed him to kind of live and grow Sometimes when you have things happen to you and you can kind of talk about them and help other people, it helps you. So he was phenomenal for us. I knew the type of person that some NFL franchise was going to get. Obviously, I had 2 years with him. You know, we're talking about teams that have, you know, 10, 15 months to evaluate and they got to make a decision. So I wasn't surprised, but I did let him know that, hey, look, you can't get frustrated with this process because of your past. Now, when you get there, you got to make sure that you prove to the team that they made the right decision.
So this is interesting to me, and this was Charles Huff talking about bringing Mike Green to Marshall from Virginia. He doesn't have to come out and talk.
No.
But he's talking in incredibly glowing terms about this kid.
And again, we had Jonas Schaefer on right after he put out a really long piece talking to people throughout Mike Green's journey who could have spoken on background or could have declined to talk or could have said, you know, hey, man, I just can't go there for whatever reason. And a lot of people were willing to tell their account of Mike Green and the Mike Green that they know and vouch for him in a lot of overt ways. Now, again, I mean, everybody's got to walk their path. Everybody's making a million decisions every day that could affect their lives, other people's lives in the short term for a long time. This young man is going to have a unique spotlight on him. There's going to be people who might want to try to take advantage. Like he's coming in under a very different backdrop than most, especially given what's been going on in this franchise off the field lately. So that's going to make it even more difficult in some ways, probably for him to navigate, but that's also not new to him because when you change schools, like he changed school. Now, again, you could say, well, geez, then how do allegations like this happen twice? And we'll never know all the details there, but now he's got Eric DaCosta and Harbaugh and Bisciotti vouching for him. Like when you're the team to take him and you take him where they took him, you're vouching for him.
And that's a fair question. And like you said, Jason, it's something that's never going to be answered because I don't envision, unless something happened with Mike Green, that he's going to talk about this ever again. But just hearing from Coach Huff, and he did have the second alleged incident, but it seems like from then on, he was even talking out. Coach Huff was saying, like, hey, avoid these type of situations. And it's how do you bounce back from those situations? How are you becoming a better person from those situations?
Coming up next here on the program, Mike Green added to the pass rush room. Is that a room, I guess? So the edge room. What is this Ravens pass rush going to look like this season? They finished second in the league in sacks a year ago, though we kind of wonder how they do it. But alas, what's the pass rush going to look like this coming season? We're going to tell you.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Next here on The Fan. On this program, we like to give Chuck Smith a ton of credit. He's their pass rush coach, essentially, and they finished first in the league in sacks 2 years ago and then lost Jadeveon Clowney and finished second in the league of sacks last year. But we wonder how they were going to continue to get pass rush. They did draft Mike Green in the second round. We talked about him last segment. Jadeveon Clowney still on the market. But as they look right now, what about this pass rush group?
Well, I mean, does lightning strike 3 times? I don't know. Like, I feel like, yeah, they can scheme it up. And, yeah, having Pagano there and having Orr in his second year is a big deal. But I also feel like you're a Kyle Van Noy injury away from really, like, we're kind of hoping and praying. You would all of a sudden... You know, Oweh's got to be more than just a guy who occasionally picks up sacks. Oweh would have to be a guy who in the fourth quarter takes the games over with far more regularity than we've seen to this point in his career. Like, you would need somebody else to emerge. Like, for me, the margins there for a team with this level of expectations are still too threadbare for me.
Yeah, and I think you can also say the same thing if Oweh went down with an injury, they would be in not a great situation at all, even with Van Noy, because then you can kind of just focus more on Van Noy. And I think we, rightfully so, we always focus on the edge rusher position, but guys, Nnamdi Madubuike is under a microscope this year.
Yeah.
He has to perform at a higher level than he did last year with 6.5 sacks, and the bulk of that was against Cincinnati. He had the one game... Thursday Night Football where he dominated. He had 3 sacks, but you just didn't see the splash plays out of Nnamdi Madubuike that we saw in 23 in 24. So I think him increasing his production would go a long way to help out the edge as well.
Well, Charles Huff, we heard from him from Fresh Take last segment. What are your expectations for Mike Green as a rookie as far as pass rush is concerned? Is he a 5-sack guy?
I think it better be more than that.
Yeah,
I think it better be...
Is he a 10-sack guy as a rookie?
Oweh got how many sacks last year?
He got 10 sacks.
I don't really buy him as a pass rusher. So between their scheme defense, I mean, if the offense is scoring 40 points a game... They're going to have big leads. The other team's going to have to throw a lot. That means Mike Green, first down, second down, third down are throwing downs. That means he's seeing a decent amount of the field, and he's seeing a decent amount of the field in positions where see ball, hump ball might be pretty fortuitous.
I, I'm not saying that he can't do it, but if Mike Green gets double-digit sacks as a rookie taken in the second round, that's a home run of a pick.
Well, listen.
What if Van Noy falls off, and what if Owe?
I don't even care. You can frame it however you want. If Mike Green as a rookie gets double-digit sacks, that is a home.
No, that's great for them. But what if the team is not as effective?
Sure, and that very well could be a possibility.
You could have a scenario where Matabike's sacks spike again and while the other guys go down, and Green. I was going to set the number, and you guys are more betters than I am. If I told you Mike Green 7.5 sacks, would you take? Would you go over or under?
I'd probably go over. Because of the way they're built. And I mean, again, I think this kid's got a better understanding of pass rush and a more flexible, malleable body than Owe.
He looks like a pass rusher. He bends.
Yes. So, and I'm seeing years where, Owe's had 2 years of eight or more?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I...
To put in perspective, one rookie had over 8 sacks last year.
Yeah, but then there's other years where rookies have
sacks. For sure. I'm just saying, if they got that type of production out of this kid out of the gate, he's in the running for defensive rookie.
Just to clarify, Owe's only had one.
Only
he
one
had
over
10.
Eight.
He had two five sacks.
He had one like 7.5, 5.3, 5.10. I think they'll understand how to deploy him. I think he will. Less is more with him. This is not a situation where I think they're going to put more on his plate. Let's see if he can drop. You know what I mean? All the stuff they started doing early on for Owe. I think we're beyond that. He's got a, from day one, job description that is in very much like what it was in college and even more simplified and stripped down. So, I'll say this. For me, there's a better possibility of this kid getting 8 sacks or more than Van Noy turning back the clock 3 years in a row.
I don't want to bet against Van Noy because he just doubled down on what he did the year before.
I didn't think he was doing it last year.
Yeah. Beltway Ben, 7.5 sacks. You going over or under?
I'm going over. This would have been a first round pick had the allegations not been brought up. Like the on field stuff, it's very possible he doesn't. I think he's going to play as much as a first round pick would.
Yeah. I could see him being a surprise to some in terms of productivity, but I do worry about the totality of this group, and I'm not sure what the contract situation is going to bring out in Owe. I'm not sure, again, if Van Noy is going to turn back the hands of time 3 years in a row. Even the way he came back from the eye thing and everything, I don't know. That would give me some pause. The lack of reinforcements there from a veteran standpoint. I'm not talking about a kid who's never played a snap in the NFL. I get it. And I'm saying I think he might be better than a lot of people think from day one in terms of getting to the quarterback. But that's my biggest issue with the whole football team, and it has been for a while.
I think another variable to what Mike Green's production could be is, are they bringing in one of these veterans? Because that could eat
Jadeveon Clowney's still out there.
Exactly, because that could eat into a snap share.
Yeah, I think it would eat into Owe's snap share.
I think Owe
getting chances on third down, 10 sacks or not, would I think they would look at this kid and say, well, if that worked with Owe there, what could it be with this kid? I think they're an impact edge short for me. For being a team that goes to Arrowhead, if you have to go to Arrowhead in a championship game, and beats Patrick Mahomes.
Just to put in perspective,
you might not have to go to Arrowhead.
And these guys were elite pass rushing guys coming on the draft. Chase Young had 7.5 sacks his rookie year. Joey Bosa had 10.5 sacks his rookie year. Nick Bosa had 9 sacks his rookie year. Khalil Mack only 4, but then had 15 his second year.
That's what I'm saying.
Some of those guys were on really bad football teams.
Yes. There's been 36 players in NFL history to reach 10 sacks as a rookie. So not a huge group there.
But remember, sack was an official stat for a long time, too.
Yes.
So was it 81?
Yeah.
81 or 82?
Like, I think Pro Football reference went back.
They went back through the film and the box scores and stuff.
Like Mark Gatineau, but there weren't sacks as a stat back in the early 80s. But I'm very intrigued.
I think he'll be a really good player for them. Don't get me wrong.
Jason, if we get to December and the Ravens are in the top three in sacks again, are you going to be shocked?
I won't be shocked because that's become the norm. I'd be really fascinated to see that breakdown and who's jumped up and maybe who's held off and who's fallen off. I also think that they've got to not be done there. So I think there's an untold part of that story because there's somebody who's going to get five or more sacks from them as a veteran who is not here yet.
I think it's Clowney.
It could be. It probably should be.
Yeah, I think, and he's coming off the down year, so the money's not the same, and he had success here once. Hey, coming up next, NBA Eastern and Western Conference Finals. The West started last night. The East starts tonight. It's NBA Shootaround. We recap Game 1 in the West and preview Game 1 in the East next here on The Fan. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals is tonight. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals last night. And it was close for a half. By the way, Oklahoma City looked terrible in the first half.
Yes.
But man, oh man, in the second half, they suffocated Minnesota, and they just ran away from them, winning 114-88. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I think is going to be announced as MVP tonight, had 31 to lead Oklahoma City.
He's definitely the most valuable free throw shooter in the NBA. My God.
Don't
you get anywhere near him.
No.
You untie his shoes, you get...
That's what saved him in the first half because he wasn't giving him anything in the first half, but he got to the line, seven times?
Yeah.
Seven free throws in the first four
11 for 14 for the game.
Yeah, he gets protected. It looked like Minnesota might catch, OKC a little tired after that long series. Minnesota shot the ball poorly throughout the whole game, really from three, except for Randall, yet still built up a pretty sizable first half lead. They're going to have to figure out some things between, I think, Naz Reid and Gobert. And I can't imagine Naz Reid shoots that poorly further deeper into this series, but it seemed like they were having issues with their bigs. I thought that Reid and Gobert could beat up Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren on the boards. And that wasn't the case. OKC played above the rim quite a bit. But for me, the game turned. I mean, they went on, a 13-2 run when Ant twisted his ankle. I thought it'd be a low-scoring game. I didn't think it would be that far under. Look, OKC, you could talk about their lack of postseason pedigree, yada, yada, yada. They were a dominant regular season team. They've been a dominant regular season team 2 years in a row, and they're incredibly balanced. And I thought that was a chance for Minnesota to steal game one because they had the rest advantage. Now, all of a sudden, things have shifted. I don't want to make too much out of one game, but OKC might be too deep and too fast and too good for Minnesota. And again, DiVincenzo will shoot the ball better. Naz Reid will shoot the ball
Naz
better.
Naz Reid is 1 of 11.
But this was men against the boys in the paint. And OKC's interior... If Ant's not getting to the foul line, Ant's not scoring above the rim... Minnesota's in a world of hurt.
By the way, breaking news, according to Shams Charania, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has won the MVP. So there you have it. I'm wondering why they waited so long, but usually it gets announced by now. But yeah, I was impressed the second half. And that's when that place is rocking, that arena.
It's like a college environment.
Yes. It's quite a home court advantage.
But Naz Reid, he didn't make a bucket until the fourth quarter. And him and DiVincenzo, they both have to be better. And Ant has to be better because Julius Randle can't carry them in the first half and then faded some in the second half.
There was one guy scoring the ball and then Ant misses some time with the ankle. And it's kind of they weren't going to let Julius Randle go for 20 in the second half if they're going for 20 in the first half. I still do kind of like Julius Randle over 19.5 points, though, tomorrow night. He's been pretty damn good in the playoffs. His true shooting percentage is off the charts, top 10 in the NBA in the playoffs.
That trade, Cat for Randle, has been a win-win trade. Both guys have played well in their new homes.
Yeah, there was a learning curve, especially for Randle. Minnesota's offense pre-All-Star game was really tough to watch a lot of nights. And look, they play better defense than they showed yesterday as well, in the second half. tomorrow night's gonna be big. I'll tell you, if OKC goes up 2-0, I do not see Minnesota extending this beyond 5.
Let's get to the East. Tonight is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Knicks hosting the Pacers. How are we feeling about this series?
I think this will absolutely be a series. You know, if you can get, and you still can, Pacers plus 1.5 games in the series, I like that a lot. I've put a little money on the Pacers to win this series. I think they're deeper than New York. I think they're a little more loosey-goosey than New York. I think New York has played its starters so much. Like Thibodeau.
But that's who Tibbs is.
That's so fine. But there's also a reason why. How many championship rings does Tibbs
have?
He
doesn't, but he does not play like forever.
Take the regular season out of it, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Just in the playoffs, Knicks starters have played 460 minutes. Indiana starters have played 319.
Yeah.
It's like playing one more series than the other team.
That has been the knock on Tibbs forever.
And it eventually bites him. And because the Pacers play with such pace, and the Pacers are averaging 118 a game in the playoffs. Like, that's pretty legitimate for the playoffs. And the Knicks are only 3-4 their last 7 at home against the spread. I do like the 4.5 with the Pacers tonight. Ben and I talked about this quite a bit on Wanna Bet
at noon,
along with our friend Katie Mox. You can go to @JasonLockin4 and watch that whole show. It'll be on YouTube as well. But wait, Ben, you didn't get into the game too much from a side and total perspective tonight. Would you take the 4.5 with the Pacers? What would you do here?
Nah, I'd stay away. I think New York wins it at Madison Square Garden. I do like Brunson. I did take his props. I told you guys Brunson Friday. That didn't work well. He would have went over if that game stays close,
I feel like.
They're up 30.
He didn't play that much.
And even Tibbs had him out there more than he should have.
Yes, because that's what Tibbs does.
But yeah, Jason was on the Pacers in the Cavs series. I didn't really feel it, and there they went. So, I mean, we'll see. This is an exciting series, though. I think OKC is going to be a little bit more slanted. And nobody's a bigger Anthony Edwards fan than me. I just don't see that Timberwolves team being able to get through them. This Knicks-Pacers series, I think, it's going to be a really good one. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's also TNT's last hurrah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, now those guys are allegedly coming to ESPN next year, but it will not be the same. But this is it, the Eastern Conference Finals. I kind of lean Knicks tonight. I do think it's going to be a long series, though.
I think it is. I think the series goes at least 6 games.
So I was planning to call an audible here with the Oriole game in the 9th inning and go with the recap now, but the 9th inning's gotten a little interesting. So we'll
be talking O's on the other side.
Yes, we will be talking O's, Orioles and Brewers 9th inning. Can they salvage one game of this series? Well, we're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.